You know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Momoozy, alongside me as always, the three-time NBA champion, Mr. BJ Armstrong. How you doing, BJ?
Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, only terrific. We have another day. It's Friday.
It is
March
indeed.
Madness. The NBA.
Indeed.
Wow. Hey. Our Chicago Bulls went into Sacramento last night and pulled out a game. We have Cade Cunningham to discuss. We have the New York Knicks on a two-game losing streak. You know, we have the Houston Rockets, an eight-game winning streak. How about the Clippers?
Let me ask you this before we get to the NBA. First round of March Madness began. What's the standout stories from over there? You know, I'm a big fan of McNeese State.
Oh, because...
My brother Amir Khan.
Yes.
Bringing the, what they call, aura. He's got cheerleaders wearing socks with his face on it. How about that? Who would have thought?
You know, all I kept thinking was, you know what, that guy stole Mo's vibe. He stole Mo's vibe. That's all I kept thinking.
No, that's all right. That's little bro, man. He can have it. That's little bro, man. I want to see him shining. Can't steal it.
Well, he is the star of the NCAA tournament.
Hell yeah.
Thus far. He's the star.
And they took out Clemson, number 5 seed.
Yeah, it was a big time win. Big time win. McNeese State, you know, Joe Dumars court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is McNeese? I ain't even heard of it.
It's in Louisiana. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
the one that really caught my eye, though, was Louisville losing to Creighton. I know it was like the 8 or 9 seed matched up, but you know, Louisville has a reputation of being a premier franchise in college basketball. Was that a surprise to you?
No, 8-9, that can go either way.
Mm.
Those matchups are probably the most competitive out of all of the first round matchups. So no, that's no surprise.
Okay. Well, that's a little bit of March Madness. Those fixtures will keep rolling on. We'll bring you an update on Monday. But in the NBA, the Knicks lost their second straight game. And Jalen Brunson remains out. It's a tough stretch of games here for the Knicks. You know, losing to the Charlotte Hornets and the San Antonio Spurs back-to-back. Even without your best player, you've lost to the 18-51 Hornets and the 29-39 San Antonio Spurs. Are you very concerned about the Knicks? Are you more concerned, less concerned? Because the reports I read said that they're hopeful to get Jalen Brunson back for a few games before the playoffs begin, which is kind of a worry. And, you know, his teammates continue to rack up big minutes, just like he has been doing all season long. What are your thoughts on the Knicks headed forwards? There's about 3 weeks left of the season.
For our deepest concerns about this New York Knicks team, since the beginning of the season, are all coming true now.
I feel like we've been saying it for like 3 years now.
Yeah. Well, they're coming true. And you can see the depth of this team. They're virtually right now. It's not because they're not good players. They're just not getting production and a lot of minutes from their bench. And it's finally caught up with this team. And it's been highlighted now with the absence of Jalen Brunson. So with that, now the roles of the players have shifted, the responsibility, you know, who's carrying the offense, who's carrying the defense. Most of the offense now is on the shoulders of Cat, Karl Anthony Towns. And you can see right now, There's a lot of concern with this Knicks team, with this Knicks roster. And as I look at this, I'm saying the worst of the worst could happen once the playoffs begin. Because this team could very well lose in the first round. And then that's where the chaos is going to begin in New York City. So,
yeah, I wouldn't want to face Detroit if I was living that first round matchup.
It's a concern. And even if Jalen Brunson comes back, you know, you need reps.
Yeah, it takes time to get, you know, the wind back into your sails.
So, and you're going to throw him back into the playoffs. So I'm a little concerned with this team, but more importantly, I'm concerned about the aftermath of what's going to come because this team has high expectations. It's New York City. And if they can't advance past the first round, I don't think that's going to sit well.
I think they'll fire Tibbs.
I don't know
And
about any of that.
they'll bring in Frank Vogel, just like every other team who fires their coach.
Well, I'm not sure what you can say, but what I will say is that this roster was constructed. The commitments that were made was with the idea that they will advance at the very least past the first round. So that is going to be an issue, and one that this team right now is not trending in the right direction.
Speaking
But you never know.
of the way this team's built, when you kind of watch them play, everything kind of revolves around Jalen Brunson. And because their stars usually play like almost 40 minutes a night, they kind of have their style of play and it kind of works. But everything is so Brunson-centric in the way that their offense goes. Without Jalen Brunson there to be the creator, primary ball handler of the offense, you're left in kind of a tough spot. BJ, did the Knicks play what some in the industry refer to as a blended brand of basketball?
Well, you can clearly see that this team, it's really interesting because I've seen Coach Thibodeau from the beginning of his coaching career into where he's currently at. And to think that a Tom Thibodeau team, first of all, doesn't defend, to me, I never thought I would say that. This is not one of the better defensive groups that he's had. They are basically a pick and pop, a 5 out offense.
They're dead middle of the pack in terms of defensive rating.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Thibodeau has always been in the upper half of the. I mean, he's always at the top of the list, or his teams were. And now, when you watch them play offensively, it's pick and pop, 5 out offense, free flowing, and they shoot early in the shot clock. So this is interesting. And when you shoot early in the shot clock, you tend to be a team that, defensively you're giving up a lot because of your balance of that what you have. So I'm not sure what's really going on with the Knicks, other than I have said it from the get-go. It was a glaring weakness with their depth. It was concerning because you were loading up so many minutes on your starters. Your window was, shortened because if someone got hurt, like what happened now, you can see how it brings everything to the forefront. So I think the best that we can hope for with this team is that Jalen Brunson gets healthy and they start playing their best basketball once the playoffs begin. But that's a big but. That's a big if. Other teams are trending like the Detroit Pistons in a different direction. And I think the Detroit Pistons are going to be a tough out. They have nothing to lose.
I think the Pistons could knock him out in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned. I'm just concerned because when you have an ankle injury as a guard, it takes time. And he probably won't be back to himself until next year because you're going to need rest on that.
Well, there are three 50-win teams in the NBA so far: the Celtics, the Cavs, and the OKC Thunder. Which team in the NBA do you think has the best chance of winning a championship outside of those three? Because the regular season, those three have separated themselves as the best teams in the NBA. Looking at the rest of the pack, who do you think is geared up best for a run to the NBA Finals and possibly a championship?
No, well, that's an interesting question. Outside of those three, I would venture to say the Denver Nuggets right now. If you're asking me today, as is, I would say the Denver Nuggets would be positioned to be the team that would win a championship that hasn't already won, what, 50 games or so, right? Isn't that the question? Yeah, I would say the Denver Nuggets are positioned the best right now.
The Rockets are on an 8-game winning streak. They're back up to second in the Western Conference. Are we overlooking the Houston Rockets? Because when you talk about contenders from the West, you've got the Thunder, and then everyone jumps straight to the Nuggets and the Lakers. And I feel like the Rockets have been pretty solid all season, but do people look at them as a first round exit when you look at like the 6, 7, 8 currently is Warriors, Clippers, Timberwolves? There's some pretty good teams in those bottom seeds in the Western Conference.
Well, the Rockets in the West, they are the, I feel like when I look at the Rockets and I look at the Pistons in the East, I go, those two teams are young teams. I think if I remember correctly, the Pistons had the number one pick. They take Cade Cunningham. The Houston Rockets had the second pick and they take Jalen Green. And here they are, both trending in the right direction. Okay. The Pistons, what, they're closing in on like 40 wins.
Yep,
And
they're
I think the Rocket,
39 and 31 right now.
yeah, last, and then what's the name? They're like, what, 45
45
now?
and 25.
Okay, somewhere around there. So I'm like, clearly those were two good picks. And clearly they were impactful in the winning column. They are ahead of schedule, is where they should be. Where they, probably we would have predicted where they would be at this particular time. So I like this team. Udoka, you know how I feel about him as a coach. The Pistons are playing out of their mind. Cade Cunningham has ascended. And, it would be a great story for both to be able to play in the playoffs in such a short amount of time as you're building your team. So I like the Rockets. It's one of those teams that they're going to play tough. They're going to play, they have veteran players. But more importantly, I mean, think about this, Mo. They are the second place team in the Western Conference. That
And they've been
is
there
an
for the majority of the year.
that's
Them
an
and the
incredible
Grizzlies were
achievement.
just switching back and forth a second.
That's an incredible achievement. So their 20 games are so over 500 right now, this late in the season. So it's not a fluke. Your guy Sengun was an all-star this year. So what can we say? We have nothing but positive vibes for the Houston Rockets and H-Town. So it's an incredible achievement. They've had a great year. They're headed to the playoffs. And I'm excited to see if they can get out of the first round, which would be a great season, just getting there, but a wow. That's a cherry on top if they're able to get out of the second round.
Looking at the Western Conference standings, I've seen a few conversations this week talking about seeding. In my mind, if I was to be running an NBA organization,
Win, just win. We're gonna talk it into existence for you.
okay, when there's no way in the world that this thought would cross my mind. And it's people talking about manipulating the standings to get what they deem as a more favorable matchup. For example, if the standings are going to stay how they are and the Lakers are in four, they'd be playing the Grizzlies in the first round rather than moving up to three where you'd have to face the Warriors. You see what I'm saying? This was a topic that was going on. In my mind, I've never thought that it would be a valid strategy. I think the year the Bucks won the playoffs, right? They played the Miami Heat in the first round, right? And Miami had eliminated them the year before. And there was a lot of talk about the Bucks, the final game of the season. If the Bucks lost, they would have avoided Miami. But if they won, they would have played them. And they played them. They won. They won the playoff series and won a championship. Basketball gods, so to speak, reward them. I just think that the whole discussion around avoiding opponents in the playoffs is completely redundant. Because to win an NBA championship, you have to beat the best teams to become the best team. So if you're scared to play someone in the first round, you've already lost. But from your experience of being a player or being an executive, have you seen those conversations take place in and amongst NBA teams of manipulating the standings late in the season to try and get a more quote unquote favorable matchup in the playoffs?
Yeah, we've seen that, and that's fair. That happens. However, I think the healthier approach is to win as many games as you can, knowing very well that if you want to be the best, you have to beat everyone. So there's no easy path. You know, Mo, I live by the principle of choose hard. So choose hard, the hardest path to win, to be successful, and to accomplish anything. You're going to have to do it the hard way. So, yeah, but I have seen that happen. People choose who they would rather play and prefer to play. However, when you get to that level, it doesn't matter. You're going to have to meet that team sooner or later. So I would rather take on that challenge at the beginning than late. But that's just me. But I've seen that before.
Yeah, I agree. I just think it's a cowardly thing to do. But yeah, that's the playoffs coming up. We'll talk about more playoff stuff closer to the time. There's what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks left until the playoffs begin?
Yes, that's what we have left in the season.
Man, it's crazy how quick it's flown by. We have the play-in tournament starting on April 15th. So yeah, less than a month now. And but yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait because that play-in tournament as well. You got the Phoenix Suns fighting for their lives. You got the new look Sacramento Kings. You might end up with the Timberwolves and the Clippers. Only two of those four teams can make it. I'd be betting on the Clippers and the Timberwolves, but it's gonna be real, real interesting over there. So stay with us while we rock out the rest of the NBA regular season and head into the playoffs. It's another week. I'm a little tired today. I can't lie. The fasting is getting to me.
Yeah, I
I ain't gonna
understand.
lie.
I understand. But next week, Mo, we are going. I think we should probably have something to say or something to discuss with the Phoenix Suns. We should have something to say.
Yes.
And
The
that seven,
Suns.
eight, nine, and 10, the 7, 8, 9, and 10 is going to be very interesting. If it stays as is.
Yeah. Also, the Suns are the biggest beneficiaries of the Dallas Mavericks freak injury collapse, where it seems like every player on the Mavericks got injured. Because had they not all got injured, the Suns would be in 11th spot, not even making a play-in.
That 7, 8, 9, and 10 is shaping up to be very, very interesting. Very interesting. And if 7 and 8 could be the LA Clippers and the Minnesota Timberwolves,
Yep.
that to me is setting up the Western Conference. There someone's gonna I don't even know if it's truly an upset, but by the seedings, it's gonna be an upset. That's the Clippers and Minnesota. I mean, those are some pretty good
Yeah,
players.
we spoke about this earlier in the week. You don't want to see the
Yeah,
Clippers in
either
that first round.
the Clippers and the Rockets, or the Clippers and Minnesota. I mean, not sorry, Minnesota and the Rockets, or the Clippers and the Minnesota and the Rockets, or OKC. That's interesting. You have Denver would probably play the Golden State. And you have the Lakers in Memphis. This
Yeah,
could be
unless the Grizzlies continue to slide down the standings, they
great.
could switch places with the Lakers there, which would make for a fantastic first round series of the Lakers versus the Warriors. Which,
Well,
if you want the TV TV numbers to go up, that's a pretty good way to start the playoffs.
let's Mo, great observation by you.
It's what I do. It's just what I do.
All right.
But yeah, that's another episode. BJ, you guys got a game this week?
Yes, we do. We are in the quarterfinals. No,
Okay.
sorry, the semifinals. Sorry.
Okay.
We are in the
Just 2 wins away
semifinals,
from glory.
so we'll take it one day at a time. We'll see. We'll have a report Monday morning.
All right, I'll be in town for the parade. And
That's
yeah,
funny.
apart from that, everyone subscribe to the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and until next time, get buckets.